Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the DubDub Review Podcast. Whether you are looking for cute, comfortable mini ears or Disney-inspired face masks, we've got you covered at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the DubDub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by three amazing guest co-hosts today. Let me introduce to you Rick Forbes from the Monorail Tales podcast. How you doing, Rick?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Jeremy Murray, who's a great friend, and you might have seen him singing on any number of channels on Facebook with Dave's Ice Cream Social. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm pretty good. My Dave's Ice Cream Social is still in my upper right corner.
It is, but we're not taking it down. We're leaving it there. And our good friend, Jamie Price. Jamie, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. So we've talked about it off air. Can you explain why you have two first names in Facebook, just so we can get it out there in the open for everybody at this point?
I was born James. After the change, I became but I've been called Jamie since birth.
Okay,
and it's just divided between friends, coworkers. It's pretty even, so everybody knows me by something different.
JJP. So when I started listening to the Resort Loop podcast, like read your feedback on feedback shows, and they would read James Jamie Price, and I always thought in the car thinking, you know, I don't know much about Indiana, but like, that boy's got two of the same first names. There's something going on there. I just didn't want to know about it until I actually knew you better. So we got a good show, but before we start, I'm gonna hog the air right here, and I just want to give thanks to you guys, because when I do a show with Stacy, Peter, and Michael, in our mind we do it for a number of reasons, but if I could make you three guys laugh or get feedback from you three guys in a show, it makes everything worthwhile. And I will honestly say, this is about as mushy as I'm going to get, that in 5 years of having this show on the air, to have you guys as my friends, and we've all had separate conversations off the air, I got to tell you, it makes it all worthwhile. You guys are just the best, and I appreciate you guys coming on. You're great people. I love you guys like brothers. So thank you for joining today, and thank you for everything, guys, just so you know. So
You're the best too, Chris. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll pay you later on for all those good things. Anyways, let's share, boys. Something good, all right? Jamie, give me something good.
Not a whole lot, because it's Christmas season at the post office. But I don't know. I got a couple of live stream concerts coming up, and if there's one thing I missed from this whole pandemic stuff, it's live music. So there's some live stream concerts coming up in a week or two that got me excited.
And I've seen you post like links to them and discuss them. So pretty cool. You've also got an awesome like toy collection. I've seen you go to like the store in Kokomo where you get all your cool stuff. Is that where you do all your Christmas shopping, or are you like literally like, I'm going to order from Amazon, eBay kind of guy? Where do you do your stuff?
I try to shop local whenever possible, but you know, some things you got to get at Walmart or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mr. Forbes, give me something good in your life, brother.
Well, our birthday season's over. We just had 5 birthdays in a period of 12 weeks, I think.
Okay. Is it good that it's over? Is that what you say to me?
Yeah, it's good that it's over.
Okay.
It starts with mine in September and ends yesterday with my oldest daughter. Okay. She just turned 19.
Okay.
It's just a reminder that I have 4 wonderful kids.
Every year, as the wallet gets lighter as you approach Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Mr. Murray, give me something good. You're always full of good. Give me something good.
Oh, man. So I'm being a Disney person, it's kind of funny that I describe myself as cheap, but I'm always out. Like, my whole philosophy is I want the best, cheapest thing, which is kind of how I ended up as a DVC member anyway. But so best, cheapest. I went in Okay, so quick backstory. I've lost like 60 pounds in the last year. Rick's my accountability buddy, rocking it, kicking some butt. So I've been and Rick looks amazing, that sexy guy. Anyway, so like I wanted to get some sort of exercise machine because I'm working from home now and I just never stand up anymore. So I'm like, I wanted to get an exercise machine, but I'm still a big dude. I'm down from over 400 pounds, but I'm still in like in the 350 range. So I'm like, oh, I need a specialized piece of equipment. I was looking around, found one that I wanted that was perfect. It was like $3,000. I'm like, oh, three grand. Holy mackerel.
What is this?
So then Black Friday hits and, there's one that costs $2,000. It's $2,000. It's $2,000. Black Friday comes, it gets marked down to $999. I'm like, oh, that's a lot. I go back and forth. I'm like, $1,000. I'm like, $1,000 for my health. Okay. I'm going to pull the trigger. There was some sort of computer glitch and it wouldn't let me buy this thing. And so I spent an hour online with customer service and nothing. She couldn't fix the problem. I'm like, can you elevate it? She's like, no. I'm like, okay. So I wrote it off. Well, yesterday, last night, all of a sudden I got an email and they're like, you left something in your cart. Do you want to buy it? And I'm like, heck yeah, I want to buy it. I go in there and it's like $1,600. Like the Black Friday sales ended. They still got a couple $100 off. But I'm like, darn it. So I go on and I fire off all these mean emails. I'm like, this is crap. And a manager called me back and he's like, well, let me try to give it to you for the $999. Well, they couldn't give it to me for the $999. And I'm like, no offense, man, but I've now spent 2 hours on the phone only to be disappointed with this. I'm like, just don't email me again telling me that I can buy this thing if I can't. I'm like, email me again if I can really buy it. And the guy's like, okay, man, hold on. Let me see what I can do. So he went in and he found one that was $3,000. Here comes the $3,000. It was $3,000, got marked down to $1,600 on a Black Friday sale. And he's like, I'll give you my manager discount on top of it. So for $1,150, I got a $3,000 piece of equipment for my gym. And I never would have spent this money on my own. But I was like, man, that's like 60% off, 70% off. Like, whew.
It was the greatest sales pitch ever. They lured you in and got you the extra. No. I'm envisioning like you calling like the Hamaker Schlemmer company or Skyball and buying that like super rower machine. What did you buy, Jeremy?
It's Best Buy. It's called a HIIT machine with two eyes in it. It's a high intensity workout machine. It's a combination stepper and elliptical. So but it's not long like an elliptical. It's like an upright elliptical machine. And so it's easy on the joints. It's got arm things, so like you're kind of like mountain climbing with your arms and stuff. And it looks very nice. But like a long elliptical machine, you can't put that in your living room because you're taking up like a whole lot of square footage. But this thing's like upright.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're longer, so you can put all your laundry on when you're done using them.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Hey, I still swear by my exercise belt machine. That thing that goes as it shakes like from 1950.
Oh, there yeah. You go. I've seen that on cartoons. It looks very effective.
That baby works.
There's no progress.
That baby works. I'm just going to give it to you.
Hey, 2 hours on the phone only to be disappointed kind of sounds like something about Jamie's life.
Come on now. Poor guy's here now.
They gave him 70% off. It was okay. Yeah.
I can do that in under 2 hours, I assure you.
You don't need 2 hours to disappoint. Anyways.
Nope. 5 minutes.
Well, I wish you luck with that. Does it come with a warranty?
Five-year warranty. Dang. I've got the Geek Squad is installing it for me to put it all together, and they're delivering it to my house with masked individuals who will set it up.
Outstanding, because the white
glove. That sounds like part of my life too.
Outstanding. So, anyways, guys, let's get to our show if you don't mind. So, he didn't want credit. I'm giving him credit. About, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, I went to a group of people and I say, hey, I've got a bunch of ideas, but you know what? Maybe I'm not hitting the target. What do you guys want to hear for shows? You guys got any good ideas? And, you know, to the group's credit, I got more show ideas than I could possibly handle. I had to pull out the old notebook and start writing them down. Jamie suggested an idea because, you know, he's obviously a rural mail carrier. If you didn't know, Jamie's a rural mail carrier. Listens to a lot of shows, and some of them are ESPN shows. And he came up with an idea about doing an underrated, overrated, or properly rated type show for Disney. And in 270-something odd episodes, I don't know if we ever did a show like that. And I know that other Disney podcasts have, but we haven't. So since you suggested it, I was like, hey, you want to be on the show? And he was like, oh, man, I didn't suggest that. And I was like, yep, you're hooked in. So here we are today. Jamie, Rick, Jeremy, and myself going to do the version of underrated, overrated, or properly rated. But it's a wide spectrum. So I broke it down into four, five categories. Dining, resorts, attractions, movies, and potpourri. No, etc. So we're going to have an etc. category. The quota, the criteria, whatever you want to call it, it's entirely up to you. So if I just, off the top of my head, if I just said, Horace Horsecollar. Like, I don't know who people would have against Horace Horsecollar. But if I just suggested him from the cartoons, you have to tell me what you think. If he's overrated, underrated, and there's no criteria, there's no score. But literally everyone who hears this is going to be judging you with, like, the biggest judgy eyes of all time. I see a hand up from the eye candy. What's up?
I will be judging these people, not based on their answers, just based on what type of people they are.
Okay. There we go. So are we all clear on the rules? But you're going to need to give an explanation here. So realize there are going to be three people giving answers. I will only chime in occasionally. So I came up with about anywhere from 5 to 7 for each. So there's going to be a lot. So we have to kind of roll through these. You boys ready for this?
Yeah.
Let the judging of these characters begin. All right. And little background. Jamie lives in Indiana. Rick lives in West Virginia. And Jeremy lives in Vermont. So that may help flesh out maybe where their thoughts come from. So let's start with movies. Okay? Let's just do this right now. Frozen. Overrated, underrated, or properly rated? Okay? Jamie.
Definitely overrated. Wow. I saw it in theater before the music became so popular, and I thought, and when I walked out, I said the only thing good about that movie was the music. And then once they killed that, I just have no desire to watch it. I love Olaf. I love Josh Gad. But, nah, I hate that movie.
Wow. You at least got one person backing you up. Rick, what do you think? Frozen.
Properly rated.
Properly rated.
I saw it in the theaters. We went for my nephew's birthday. And I was the only adult that went to see it. And this was before we really got into Disney.
Okay.
And I remember sitting there with all the kids watching it, and the part where Elsa's singing Let It Go, and she takes the cape off, and it like that. I was like, oh, my God.
Rick's tearing up.
It's like a game changer. I mean, I was like, this movie is going to be something.
Yeah. Okay.
And, I mean, it is before I even knew anything. I was like, and you know, we watched it a million times, and it still never gets old.
Mr. Murray, what do you think?
Yeah, so I'm on board with Rick. I think it's impossible to say that this movie's underrated because so many people like consider this movie super loved. So you can't really even give it an underrated rating because it's pretty much one of the highest rated movies of all times from the masses. But I come from an uber nerd background. Like, we used to play Dungeons and Dragons on Friday night and stuff. And when I'm watching this thing and she's flurrying her powers up, you know, through the air into the ground and all that, I'm like, oh my God, I want this for a D&D character.
Sure.
Like, I want to. Yes.
The Ice nice. Queen.
Yes. The Ice Queen. Jeremy Murray, Ice Queen. Yes. So if I could just say though, Frozen 2, I think everybody pretty much on the planet likes that movie better than me. The music wasn't as good. The plot seemed to drag along, even though I figured out what was going on like 14 minutes into the movie. And I'm like, huh, I think I probably just want to eject this and play Frozen 1 again.
Hmm. Frozen 2 Electric Boogaloo, right? That's the movie you're talking about?
Yes.
Very good.
God.
Okay. Moving on, the live action Mulan. Have you all seen it? Because if you haven't,
no.
It's okay. If you haven't, that's telling in its own right. Why haven't you guys seen it? So I guess we're going to start with live action Mulan. Jamie, I know you haven't seen it. I guess we're going to skip the overrated, underrated. Why haven't you seen it? You just didn't want to pay the money?
I never made it through the animated one.
Okay.
I found it incredibly boring. And I can't sit through a movie in my home like me and Carlin, neither one of us can just sit there and watch a 2-hour movie or an hour and a half movie. If I'm in the theater, I'm good. Give me some popcorn, soda, and I'll watch it. But theaters are shut down mostly. I go, you know, I watch like some rerun movies, but I can't watch a movie at home.
Okay.
Can't
so
do it.
So you might actually say overrated just because you couldn't watch even the first and it never prompted you to get to the second. Okay. Mr. Murray.
Let's see. Mulan. So I was like, no way am I paying $30 extra to see a movie that will be out. I'm like, no way, no way in heck. Like, they will drop this movie eventually into the Disney Plus platform, and I will be ecstatic to watch it when it drops in there. But I'm not paying an extra $30 because I like the best cheapest, and the best cheapest option is just wait till it hits Disney Plus. So that said, I saw the previews for it, and like with all the ninja stuff, like I love ninja movies with rope work. Like when you see people like pretty much flying through the air with like their swords twirling and stuff, and that really got my ninja rope work blood pumping. And so last night when I hit Disney Plus, I was like, all right, family, it is time to watch this awesome movie for free. And my wife and daughter were like, meh.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to watch that movie by myself because my wife and my daughter neither seem even interest. So I'm going to say overrated based on the reaction of my wife and daughter.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Rick, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
We bought the day it was out. I was like, take my money.
Take the money?
Yeah.
And?
My wife said, we're going to get that the day it comes out because Mulan's her favorite.
Okay, and?
We loved it. We've watched it 2 or 3 times already.
Okay. So tell me, rated, overrated?
I think it's underrated.
Underrated. Wow.
Because so many people dog the live action remakes.
Okay.
And, you know, have dogged this movie because it costs $30 even before seeing it. You know, they're like, no offense to Jeremy, but I'm not paying $30 to see that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought it was great, even though it didn't have the music. But I really like the aspects of it, and I really like the rope ninja stuff, too. I haven't seen a lot of it in my life, but I really like the aesthetics of it.
Gotcha.
And
wait, there's no music in this movie? It's a non-musical?
It's not a musical, no.
Is there a dragon?
No, Mushu's not in.
Mushu's not in there.
What about the head sergeant guy, the trainer sergeant guy, the love interest? Is that guy in there?
It's not the same character.
Is there anything about this movie that is Mulan besides the title?
Mulan?
Just the title.
Just the title.
So the right. Zero Disney execs who listen to this show are like, okay, we're not going to target JJP anymore with any of our ads. We're all going to target Rick because we know he'll spend the money. So very good.
It's totally different from Mulan.
All right. The Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. Okay. Jamie, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
As a whole, I'd say properly rated. Overall, they're enjoyable. There's some that really miss with me, but there's others that just blow me away. And even though it's hard for me to sit through a 2.5-hour movie, I've done it. Gotcha. And if it was in a theater, I'd do it again. So
okay. Jeremy.
Kind of like before, it's almost impossible to say underrated. Because so many people love this, but I'm going to go with underrated. So like when the world pretty much collapsed in March and I was like, so I might die if I get this thing. I'm a big fatty. I got asthma, probably going to die. What am I going to do with my last month or two on Earth? I'm going to watch all the Marvel movies.
Rogers.
And so I watched them. I looked up how to watch the Marvel movies in chronological order. And so I watched them in chronological order rather than release date order.
Okay.
And I did that with the next like 6 weeks of my life.
That is a great quarantine pre-dying plan. I'm just going to tell you that your stock rose highly in my book. Rick Forbes, tell me what you think about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's amazing.
Underrated.
I was a latecomer to it.
Okay.
I didn't even watch one of them until... what came out before Endgame? Was it Black Panther? Or was that the year before?
You're asking in the order before before Endgame? Well, technically it was Captain Marvel, but that got bumped all the way back to the very beginning of the MCU, you know.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't start watching any of them until after Captain Marvel came out.
Okay.
And I watched all of them. And so I could watch Endgame in the theater.
And know what the heck's going on.
Okay. Yeah, and I went in July, so it had already been out for quite a while.
Okay.
And I went by myself. We were on vacation. I told my family, I said, I'm going to the movies. You guys can stay at home. I'm going to watch this. And I got my popcorn and my pop and sat there. And oh my God, it's just so amazing. And even being 2.5 months after it came out, when Captain America said, Avengers assemble, the whole theater, which, I mean, it was like half full. It was like, yeah! And I was like, ugh.
Rick, no one cried when he said Avengers Assemble. I just want you to know that. No one teared off, except for Rick.
I'm getting goosebumps listening to Rick describe it.
I am so excited. I mean, the disappointment of 2020 was Black Widow being pushed off because I was so excited to see that.
Yes.
I am so excited to see the shows coming out on Disney Plus with WandaVision starting next month because Scarlet Witch is one of my favorite characters. You know, I think she just, when she did that scene with Thanos.
Act it out again too, Rick, please. We need to act out more. We need to see more.
Here, I'll get you started. I don't even know who you are.
I can't remember what she said, but you will.
Yes.
It's like, arr!
Very nice. You know what, boys? I agree with you. I'm going to chime in here, too. Prince. Rick's all hot and bothered here thinking of that. But, how many movies are we into it? And not one of them has disappointed me. Even the ones people say are disappointing, like Iron Man 2. I love Iron Man 2. I do. I love Ivan Vanko. I love the story there. I can't say I'm disappointed with any one of them. And
one of our favorites is The Incredible Hulk.
Oh my gosh.
That's a family favorite. You can't really get that on a platform right now either.
Directed by Ang Lee back years ago. Okay.
That's a family favorite out of all of them because we have watched all of them as a family.
Well, when you say Incredible Hulk, do you mean the good one with Edward Norton or that trash one that was done by the Sense and Sensibility director?
Edward Norton.
Okay.
You mean Eric Bana's Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Gotcha.
Okay, if the first time he hulks out is 50 minutes into the film, you got to fire that director pronto.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about Smart Hulk.
Oh my gosh, the Smart Hulk. No?
No.
I prefer Edward Norton.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Indiana Jones 4 movie set. You can't pull any of these individually. They got to be taken as a set, including the Crystal Skull. Yes. So, you know what? Honestly, I watched
the Crystal Skull. You don't make the rules here, Mallet.
Yes, you have to take them all as a set because
it was my idea.
This is true. All as a set. If you take one, you got to take them all. What do you think, JJP?
Okay, I've only seen the first three, to be honest.
Okay.
But because the first one remains as one of my favorite movies of all time and possibly my most watched movie of all time, I gotta give it, just at least properly rated. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Jeremy.
Yeah. So Ark of the Covenant one, that's in this one too.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. Temple of Doom.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I mean, I feel like probably Attack of the Giant Ants pulls it down to a properly rated franchise if we've got to lump them all in.
Okay. Rick.
I'd say properly rated. I liked the Crystal Skull to a point, but the other three elevate it.
Gotcha.
Especially Temple of Doom. That's my favorite one.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is hard to follow up the other three, but it's still a really good movie. It's still enjoyable. Yeah. If it was on its own, people would still enjoy it. But when you compare it to like The Last Crusade, which everyone thinks is a really enjoyable movie, it's hard to come up with it. But I still think you're kind of harsh, boys. It should be still underrated even after four movies. I'm just going to go right there. So
I'm interested to see the fifth one.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, this is going to make a lot of enemies. Harrison Ford, not aging well. I'm just going to throw that out there right now, boys. Every movie, he just looks a little less different than Harrison Ford. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but I'm
He went from 45 to 70 real quick.
Overnight. What happened? How did that happen? I don't...
High definition happened.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I watch it, like, it's getting bigger, his ears, and okay. Disney Plus.
He looks like Grunkle Stan now.
All right. Disney Plus as a whole, boys. Underrated, overrated, properly rated. Jeremy.
In the beginning, I would say underrated, and it's become properly rated because they are not adding content fast enough in the form of big movies. So it was out of the gate fast, and it has slowed down. Or rather, it was out of the gate fast, and it's never really accelerated after that. Whereas in Netflix has like upped its game over time.
Correct.
Disney Plus has remained stationary.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut right in. You're absolutely right. I was watching Amazon. The last three series have been Amazon Prime series. Constant new series coming out. Boom, boom, boom. You know, for all the networks. And Disney Plus is putting them out one at a time, two at a time. You know, Animal Kingdom and Mandalorian and whatnot. But anyways, Rick, what do you think? Underrated, properly rated, overrated?
I think it's properly rated, bordering on overrated.
Okay.
I agree with what you guys have said. It's kind of, they're picking up, I think, with the content. It looks like there's a lot coming out in 2021. I think their strategy is to do like one big thing at a time, though, to keep people subscribed.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, if they put out The Mandalorian Season 2 and WandaVision at the same time, then in January, if they don't have anything coming out, people would drop it for a couple months until the next thing comes. So okay. I think that's kind of why they're spreading it out. And, you know, it's only a year old, whereas Netflix is, you know, 20.
If only there was a podcast that I could listen to that actually focused on releases from Disney Plus. If only there was a way that I could hear somebody discuss this, because it's not known on the dubs. I mean, we rarely touch on that. So I wish I knew of a resource for that. I'm just going to say that. Just in general.
So do I.
Okay. I couldn't tee it up high enough for you, Rick Forbes. What in the world? Jamie. Yeah,
we do a Disney Plus show every month on Monorail Tales with Steve Sanders and Bill Mitchell.
Bill Mitchell, the rock of the bunch. I'm going to give him credit right there.
He is, yeah.
Jamie, Disney Plus. And we're going to have to move these along, boys, or we're going to be in here for like until Christmas time. So we have to move these along. Jamie, underrated, overrated, properly rated?
I'll say properly because, for one, it's the most glitchy thing I have on my TV. I have so many problems with it almost daily. Mm. And I don't like their way they're doing their business, the way they run it. I know they're new at it. I know it's going to evolve. I know it'll probably improve, but I can also see them maybe doing some money grabby type things or putting things back in the vault and stuff like that to like get people to bite, you know.
Gotcha.
But we do watch it a lot because, you know, I don't know if you ever seen Bluey. It's a preschool show, but it's hilarious. And Simpsons and the Mickey Mouse shorts. So it's on almost constantly. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's just for background noise, and that's only when it's working. So I prefer Netflix's business model and the way they do things, but, you know, I can't not have Disney Plus.
Okay, look at so three guys here kind of begrudgingly are going to say properly rated here, but we all got our gripes about it, and they're all valid, you know. So, okay, let's move along here, boys. How about we talk about resorts, okay? So, again, over, under, proper. The Polynesian Bungalows, Jamie.
I mean, how are they rated? I mean, I've heard nothing but, like, how... awesome they are, but how overpriced they are. So it just seems to me like you can't really, I've never heard somebody say 100%, oh, this is totally worth it. So, and obviously I've never been in one. Obviously I'll never be in one.
None of us
unless there's a zombie apocalypse and I'm you know, holing up with Tyler Lee or something.
But, when he's abandoned his family. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
If I ever get one, I'll make sure you're invited.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so again, let's go. Come on now. Over, under, or proper, buddy? I mean, just the thought of the Pawnee's bungalow.
I guess proper.
Okay. Yeah. Jeremy.
So, repeat the question, please. This is...
The Polynesian bungalow, accepting everything
involved. Oh, just the bungalow. I thought we were rating the whole resort.
No,
okay.
The bungalow. Knowing the sticker cost.
Overrated. I'm best cheapest, and I have looked at in every way I could find to justify it. The Animal Kingdom Grand Villas have got the pool table and whatnot. You can get it for less points. The Treehouse, you get more. You get essentially the same experience for half the points charts. Like it is, the bungalows are the most overpriced per square footage and per experience thing that I can find. And I've looked at all those charts 100 times.
Gotcha.
They're overrated.
Rickster.
I would have to say overrated. I would agree with Jeremy. There's so many other amazing options that we could do cheaper. But if I had the money to do like that whole experience, because I would want like a VIP tour guide and dinner, California Grill, and all the signature places, yeah, I would do it. But if I was spending my own money,
a lot to cough up, isn't there, brother? It's a lot to spend on a place for one night. And then what's with that pool? What are we with those pools they developed there? It's like the 2-foot by 4-foot pool that you walk into at all those bungalows, and they have a wilderness lodge. Have you seen those? It's like a hot tub, but it's not. It's like a pool.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? It's like a puddle. I don't know. Anyways.
I would like to bring my fishing pole and just go to the edge of the dock every day. And
that'd be interesting. Get some gators in that water. The Riviera Resort. All right. Now, you guys probably haven't stayed, and that's okay. You guys have seen it, though, and you see the progress. Riviera Resort. Let's knock this one out quick. Jamie, what do you think?
It doesn't appeal to me, so I'd say overrated.
Okay. Jeremy?
Overrated. I've heard it's got a dinky lobby, and first impressions are everything.
Okay. Rick?
I'd say overrated.
Wow. Hardcore. Three of them. Boom. The hammer. Rick, give me like a few words why.
Looking at DVC, the amount of points to stay in something comparable.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I could say, I don't know, one or two nights there versus a week at Saratoga or Oki West. Oki West.
Gotcha. The All-Stars, boys. Over, under, proper. Jamie.
Never stayed there. Probably proper. I hear, you know, positive, negative, and it looks like you get what you pay for. Okay.
Jeremy.
I'm a huge fan of pop, but I've never stayed at All-Stars. Do they have a big food court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have the pop-style big food court?
Yeah.
Then I'll go underrated, because every one of the places that has a huge food court is just a hidden gem. Those food courts are everything.
Rick.
Underrated.
Underrated.
All the way. Yeah.
Okay.
We've stayed at two of them in the past 2 years, movies and sports. And with the upgrade, the refurbishments that they're doing, the rooms are just like pop. And we stayed at Sports back in March, the week before the shutdown. And it was a last resort, last minute trip we did for my wife's birthday. And I was like, anywhere but Sports, because I hate Sports so much. And that's where we ended up, because it was the cheapest with the availability. And we went there and I was blown away, because it was so much more than just Sports. I mean, it has all the big Disney stuff like Pop Century does, except it's sports themed, but it's really fun and cute. And they did have a food court, and that's the biggest adjustment for my family with becoming DVC and staying at a DVC resort, is they don't have the big food courts like we're used to at Pop, because we have, you know, 4 kids and they all like different things. And
gotcha.
One of them could get pizza, one could get pasta, one could get Chinese food, and they don't really have that at Artist Palette.
Rumor has it now that you actually love sports, and the rumor has that you were walking around in your bike outfit that day, because you've been changed now to enjoying sports, and like so is that true?
It's a rumor.
It's just a rumor. Disney Vacation Club. Disney Vacation Club in general, boys. All right, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Okay, let's go with Rick here first.
Well, again, it's hard for me to say because we are DVC members.
It's okay, you can fire on your own.
And we have a DVC contract, and we just put in an offer on a second one last night. But we've never stayed on DVC points yet.
It's new. Okay.
Yeah. We don't have, we got a strip contract, so our points aren't available till August. But we did stay at Saratoga, and I think based on the stay that it's properly rated.
Properly.
Jeremy. Once we start getting the benefit of actually using the points that we paid for to stay there, instead of, you know, chunking out the extra $4,000 or $5,000 for a week somewhere else.
Understood. Jeremy, DVC.
So I have to go with underrated. The reason why is you it's almost impossible to get the value out of regular cash. You can do it if you have like a Disney Rewards card, and you hit like the free dining option and you get it during a low volume time of the year when the rooms are a little cheaper. But it's almost impossible to get the same out of pocket bang for your buck than it is with DVC. DVC is just nuts. That said, I miss those big food courts, like Rick was saying. And you can't, as soon as you move up to, like, let's say an Art of Animation, there's no way to stay at a room at a resort like Art of Animation or any of the mid-level resorts. You're automatically paying more out of pocket than you would as a DVC member.
Okay. JJP.
Currently, I'd probably say overrated. Normally, I'd say properly rated. Just, I mean, obviously, I don't own, and I probably never will because I bought this money pit.
I see it. I see it.
But I don't see me ever being able to plunk down, you know, $30,000 or whatever that I need to get it. But I mean, had I been able to, I could probably get the value out of it. But the way things go now, we do stay at DVC with rented points frequently. But when I look and I see that, you know, I can't get a full week of availability at any time of the year, it really turns me off. Like, I'm not even tempted right now.
Okay. I'm going to chime in here, boys, because I'm a DVC member. Got my sweatshirt on, Jamie, and I'm going to agree with you. It's properly rated, bordering on overrated. But here's the stipulation. I need a DVC member to make that happen, and here's why. I had 2 contracts. I sold one. I still have one. I got to pay my resort dues coming up in January. And I realize that for the resort dues I'm going to stay, I could rent the points through someone like Scott, you know, and I could stay for slightly less time just with paying the rental points that it cost me, the DVC dues, not even including the giant amount of money I had to outlay to buy the stuff. So it's overrated in the sense that I could get the exact same stay by just renting it casually through a member or through a site that does point rentals. So agreed with you on those. Last one. I don't have a name for it, boys, but the Star Wars themed resort. just knowing what it encompasses in terms of cost, in terms of experience, in terms of stay, in terms of what you're getting, overrated, underrated, properly rated. And this is hard because you're trying to predict the future. All right. So the Star Wars themed resort, Rick.
I would say overrated, even though I do want to try it.
Okay. It's a lot of money, isn't it, brother?
It's a lot of money. A
lot of money.
And if I would ever try it, it would probably just be me and one other person.
Jamie.
Yeah. I mean, I can't guarantee that'd be my wife.
I'll be your Ewok.
I'm sitting here waving my arms, just walk right past.
There's three beds. I mean,
Me. Yeah.
Jamie can get the big bed, and me and Jeremy can get the bunk beds.
Oh, this is that's a buddy cop show if I ever saw it.
Man, Jeremy, you'd want to turn down the heat in that room. I throw off heat like nobody's business.
Gonna need housekeeping. It's gonna be awfully smelly in that room after the day. I'm just saying. Jeremy, what do you think, brother? Overrated?
So I heard you say it's awful expensive. I haven't seen the cost come out yet. Has the cost come out?
Not officially.
Mere speculation. Just okay, because you're buying the experience.
So here's what I'm going with is I'm going to go with underrated, and the reason why is I have had the means to go on a cruise for a decade now, and I have never chosen to because I don't perceive that there's enough in a cruise to keep my busy mind interested. Like, I'm a park person. We go nonstop. We're morning to night at the parks. We're park people. I like needing a vacation from my vacation when I get back. Mm. When I get back, I want to see the photos that remind me of all the stuff I did because I just barnstormed everything. And I feel like essentially the new Star Wars hotel is going to be essentially like taking a cruise, but with enough stuff so that it might actually keep me interested.
Mm, well described. Jamie, what do you think, brother?
I'm going to say overrated just to make myself feel better for not being able to ever stay there, because it's just not going to happen. Unless I win a lottery or my buddy. Yeah. Yep.
And us. Him too.
I don't even believe it at this point. I'm an afterthought.
It's right. You just tossed him at the end.
So are my kids.
All right.
I kept them around.
Let's move on to dining here. I got both food options and places. Let's knock these out quick, all right? We don't even have to really describe much here. Chef Mickey's, Jamie.
I'd say maybe underrated. It's not as bad as what people say, but it's not great. But we've had great character interactions there, so I can't complain.
Rick.
Underrated.
Underrated. Jeremy.
Underrated, yeah.
I'm going to go with properly rated. Properly rated.
Okay. Good interactions is right, though. You know, the food's not great, and it's loud, but yeah, it's fun. If you want to see
Come live here for a little bit, and then tell me how the food is.
I'm sorry?
It said, come live here for a little bit, and then tell me what the food's like.
Well, okay, I'm just going to leave that alone. The Garden Grill, okay, in the Land Pavilion. Okay, the Garden Grill. Jamie.
I've never eaten there because I always want to eat in World Showcase, but it looks good, and my son likes Pluto, and we always think about it, but we always pass because we're a showcase.
Okay, Rick.
Normally, it's properly rated. With the COVID restrictions, it's overrated.
Mm, good point. Jeremy.
Overrated. If you're in Epcot, that is, I mean, why would you eat at any of those regular, unexciting? You can get chicken nuggets at any park, anytime. Why are you going to go in there and
it's not a
nuggets.
Chicken nugget restaurant.
You can still get the chicken. Well, I suppose you can get chicken nuggets everywhere, but I've never seen anything there that has wowed me where I'm like, ooh, like you got to the World Showcase, you're eating filet mignon with wild mushrooms. Come on.
Okay. Valid point.
Take the extra 2 minutes and walk to someplace good.
Breakfast over lunch, though.
Let's take you to World Showcase, boys. The Kringla Bakery Og Cafe, but it's actually spelled OG, so I'm going to say it's the Kringla Bakery Original Gangster Cafe. All right, so it's the Original Gangster Cafe. Jamie, what do you think?
That's the Norway one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing good there.
School bread. It's overrated. Overrated. Rickster.
It's a donut.
We got a cupcake there and dropped it on the ground, so I can't tell you.
This was expensive and overrated.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
I want Andrea to like me, so I'm going to say underrated because it's cool bread.
Yes, that's exactly.
I know. I wanted to like censor my answer because I knew she'd probably beat me up. But
extra points tonight for game night.
Exactly. The Dole Whip, boys. The Dole Whip, Jeremy.
Overrated. Everybody loves that thing. And I'm just like, give me a pint of Ben and Jerry's or throw some liquor in here.
There you go. Rick.
Properly rated. Okay. I love pineapple, but I like the citrus swirl just as well.
Jamie.
My answer was going to be almost exactly what Jeremy said. So, yeah, it's overrated.
Boys, I got to tell
my
you.
My man.
Hang on. I agree with you completely. I've never understood it. It's there. It's good. It's good, right? It's pineapple soft serve. It's good. They serve it everywhere. They serve it at a lot of places. It's nothing unique. I haven't found the passionate connection that Peter has and people have.
They don't serve it here.
Well, but I tell you what, you know something's overrated when it's popular enough to get dragged up to Vermont and served as an option when we are literally the state that has the best maple creamies and we have Ben and Jerry's flagshipped here, and they drag that trash up here and be like, oh, have a Dole Whip. It's so exotic. And you're like, what?
I haven't said trash yet, Murray. Okay. I didn't say trash. Well, so I'm going to walk you have, back.
I can go anytime I want on the Ben and Jerry's outlet. I walk through the graveyard of dead flavors, and you're telling me that Dole Whip deserves a place in my universe? Yeah. Like, come on. It's a tourist trap thing.
Gotcha. I agree, boys. I do think it's overrated. Turkey leg. Oh God, the turkey leg. Someone help me out. Someone defend me here. And this. I'm gonna go to Murray last because I know he's already thinking about turkey leg. Jamie, help me out here.
I'll say properly. They're not that bad, and it's just getting through the gristle and the bone that I don't like doing. But yeah, if you can give me, I'm not gonna say. I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say because I heard it before it came out my mouth.
Yeah. The way you've described it, if as long as you get through the gristle and the bone, it's okay. I like that. Rick, the turkey leg.
That's like a metaphor for his life, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on now. The poor man's here. He can hear you.
I've never had one. They just don't appeal to me, so I'd say overrated.
Jeremy Murray.
It is the single most underrated food on Disney property. People give that turkey leg so much heck. Now, I'll tell you what, I can make a better turkey leg at my own house, but I ain't got 5 hours and an electric roasting pan to do it when I'm in Florida.
Gotcha.
Just saying.
So, completely underrated.
Completely underrated. Well, from the amount of hate it takes, if you interview 100 people, I bet only 20 people are going to be like, it's good. And clearly that is just not representing the facts of the case, which is it's pretty good. Gotcha. You know?
All right. Let's go to Sanaa. Jamie.
It's my favorite. Underrated. I always have to go.
Gotcha. Yeah. Rick, Sanaa.
Bread service is like the one food that is not underrated. Or, yeah, not overrated at Disney World. I have to have it every time.
Rick. I want to try it, but I've never been to the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay, properly rated. We'll give it then for you. Yeah. Jeremy.
I'm going to say overrated because when I've got the money, I'm just headed over to Ohana. Okay. I'm pretty much a one-trick pony. Every place leaves me like, that was pretty good. I wish I would have ate at Ohana.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jamie, I agree with you. Between the like authenticity, between the view, and between the food, including that bread service, it's redonkulous. It's great. It is yeah. Like when you leave there, you're like, damn, that was a lot of money, and it was well worth it. I have no, you know, objection to spending that money for that. So, agreed.
Yeah, we went over, and when we stayed there this past trip, we went over and got it carry out. And just, you know, I had my curtains open for my balcony, and I was looking out at the animals. And while we were waiting on our food, we sat there and did like a little animal quiz out on the little savannah area. And it just, yeah, it was perfect.
Nice. Last one, boys. All right. Crystal Palace. At the cost. And this is what I've always argued. So I'm going to put a little footnote in here. I've always argued that when you're at the Magic Kingdom, time is money. Time is money. Unless you are an eater, unless you're a foodie. And when you go sit at a buffet in the middle of that day, that's an experience. Like, that's like 2 hours of your day, and you're only there for like 10 or 12 hours of that day. So realize you also had to spend $1.25 to get in, and now it's another like 50 or 60 on top. So I don't want to soil it because I've had a great experience. One of my favorite pictures of my family was at the Crystal Palace. I've also had times where I'm like, come on now, did I just spend this much money at the Crystal Palace? So anyways, Jeremy.
I had the single worst experience of my all my Disney at the Crystal Palace. My that Crystal Palace is where we found out that my 2-year-old daughter was basically seizure terrified of characters. Oh, and Piglet showed up at the table and was like, just pops in, and my daughter locked up, shaking, teeth clenched, eyes bulging. And then when she finally worked up enough, she started screaming and coughing, and my wife grabbed her like a football and started running towards the door, and she only made it 5 steps before she volcanoed all over my wife and all over the floor.
Nice.
It was traumatic.
I can imagine.
That said, I feel like there is very easy access to unique characters. It, like, you can't get closer and more easy access to the whole Winnie the Pooh crew. So now that my daughter is older, I would love to go back there because I feel like you could pretty much have like lunch with Eeyore, and he will stick around as long as you want him to. And they have all got like nice handlers and everything else. But that was the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jeremy, I got a great picture of Tigger with my twins in a headlock, and my twins have spaghetti all over their faces, and it's just an adorable picture, amazing, like of them together. Yeah. So,
you can't put a price on that. You'd spend $125 all day long for that photo.
Also had experiences where like the character stayed for about 18 seconds and then walked away. You know, waved and walked away, and I was like, that wasn't good. That was a lot of money. You know. So, Rick, what do you think?
I would say properly rated. I think most of the character meals are good experiences. We had a good experience at Crystal Palace, and we would do it again. So,
Jamie.
I'll say underrated. I don't think I've eaten there since Carlin was about 1.5 years. But Eeyore is one of my favorites. It was one of his first character experiences, and we all know I have a thing for poo. So,
yeah.
Moving on, folks. Moving on, folks. Just gonna leave that one there. Do you guys understand that though? My point. I've always argued this. I love the upgraded food options. You go to like Great America or like your local theme park. You go to Cedar Point or whatever, and the food's good. The food's there for sustenance in that day. But when they bring the great upgraded options, I appreciate that. But like, my time is spent on a theme park. Like, I gotta see things. I may not come back for a year or more. So yeah, there's like 38 attractions I want to go on. If you get me sidetracked and I gotta wait 1.5 hours or 2 hours for lunch, like Disney's like, yes, ticket price and now upgraded lunch costs.
I don't understand this. When I went for lunch at Crystal Palace, it was buffet style. What was preventing you from just going up and eating?
It's not that. You also want to go and soak up the experience. You want to get all the characters that come by. You know what I mean? And you also feel like...
You're holding out for the full character rotation.
Yeah, because you're paying for it. And not to mention, you're power eating through a buffet. You try to power eat through a buffet, you know what happens? I mean, like, the whole family's going to hurl. You know, because, I mean, you're loading up as much as you possibly can. Or maybe I'm just doing it wrong. Maybe I've been doing it wrong for 45 years.
I take a small plate with everything on it so that I can have the sample. And then I just go back for a full plate of whatever I liked best. I'm a 2-plate person. I have the sampler, and then I have the wolf down.
Okay. Maybe I'm doing it wrong because I'm like 4 plates of everything I like. And this.
But you're a vegetarian, so you're not going over and be like, oh my God, the prime rib was amazing. What are you doing? Like, that lettuce was supreme. Lettuce was on point.
This is true. 100% true. But
obviously, you're not going to enjoy the experience as much as a 350-pound guy who's like, oh, I'm going to try everything, and then I'm just going to pass out next to the best
thing.
Give
me that meat.
It just wasn't made for you, man.
Maybe that's why. Maybe the only value I see there for those buffets are like the breakfast buffets, because a lot of that menu I can eat on the breakfast buffet, or the Cape May. The Cape May is also really good, but you know, you gotta really appreciate that. All right, moving on, boys. We got 2 more to go. Attractions. American Adventure. All right. Does it get your sense of patriotism to an all-time high? Jeremy Murray, is a patriotic story.
What's the American Adventure? Like, tell me what that is.
Epcot. You've never been to the American Adventure? The whole movie?
No. Oh, so this is funny. My wife has never been interested in those things, and my wife is my tour guide when I go to Disney. So even though I've gone to Disney probably 14 times over the last 10 years, I didn't even know any of those places existed. I didn't know. I was actually listening to your show, and you guys were talking about it, and I'm like, what are these places? And I asked my wife, I'm like, there's movies inside there? And she goes, yeah, there's always so much better stuff to do. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's an entire section of things and I don't even know about them?
Did I?
Like,
you?
Yeah.
Nothing's in there, Jeremy. Keep walking.
So,
nothing.
So I was like, when we go back in January, we're going to go to these places. And then COVID. So I'm like, I don't even know.
Oh my gosh, you've never
I've never been in any of them, no.
Oh man.
So I'm gonna go with underrated because
okay.
Yeah, because clearly the rating on them in my household is zero, and I'm pretty sure it's going to exceed zero.
Shocker.
So it's underrated.
A shocker. Rick, the American Adventure.
Underrated. It is amazing. It's like, I mean, I like the Hall of Presidents, and this is like America.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Hall of Presidents on steroids. And that song at the end on Eagle's Wings or whatever, it's like, oh my gosh. And it's just amazing. And I think so many people just walk on by.
You are an emotional sort when it comes to movies and music, are you not, Rick? I can tell this.
I can't watch commercials here because I like tear up.
I can imagine. Rick, I agree with you. I might be the only
person. Those progressive ones,
eh? What?
Progressive commercials, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rick, I like the Hall of Presidents too. You and me, we might be the only two people because I know Jamie doesn't like that. So
no, I like Hall of Presidents.
There we go. Jamie, you'll love American Adventure,
I promise.
I love – have you ever seen – okay, sidetrack real quick. Team America World Police with the puppets?
Yes, but I can't say the phrase right now.
America!
Yeah! Okay, very good. Moving on. Jamie, American Adventure.
It's overrated. I've seen it once about, I don't know, on my honeymoon with my second wife.
You not?
And it looked like Ben Franklin going.
You kind of.
Yeah, no. It looked like Ben Franklin doing an invisible skateboard up the steps and everything. And I forget that it's even there. And then when I remembered on this last trip, I said, hey, Carlin, you want to go into this, see this? You've never seen it. Well, what is it? Well, you sit down, you watch animatronics. They talk about American history. No, I don't want to see that. Perfect. Let's move on. You know, no desire to see that.
My great big American heart is crushed to see the Voices of Liberty singing and the Hall of Flags and like the Abraham Lincoln or like the, you know, the exhibits. It doesn't appeal to you at all?
No, the only time I've seen Voices of Liberty perform, you know, like Candlelight Processional, saw that and that was great. But like to sit there and watch that animatronic show, just not.
My Disney dream is to watch American Adventure and Hall of Presidents with my dad.
I get it.
My life would be complete if I did that.
I like that.
The Astro Orbiter, boys. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Jeremy.
That's the in Tomorrowland, that's the big spinny thing up top.
The one that you have to wait an hour and 15 minutes to go on, yes.
Yeah, I've looked at the cockpit seat and I have taken stock of my own girth and I find that it's a math problem that I don't want to figure out.
Very good. Rick.
I ride it in August and it's a fun ride. I'd say out of all the spinning rides, it's my number one favorite, but I wouldn't wait an hour and 15 minutes for it.
Overrated, Rick?
It depends.
Boy, we got three choices here. Jamie, they don't understand here. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
I'd say underrated.
Okay.
Just because I don't think a lot of people give it a chance. And
it's true.
Really is an amazing view up there.
Jamie?
And I heard the stories, like Jeremy said, about fitting in it. I was in it by myself, and there was plenty of room. So I don't think he would really have a problem.
Rick, you're a small guy. It's all relative, man. I'm telling you, you're a small guy.
Jamie, what do you think?
Overrated. I don't know why anybody stands in line for that. I rode it once when my oldest son was about 2.5. And even if I like spinning rides, I wouldn't stand in line for it. But I hate spinning rides, and I got very nauseous on it. And there's no way I'd ride it again.
Very good. Small World. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Jamie.
I'll say properly rated. It gets a bad rap because of the song, but I mean, it's not a Disney trip unless you go. Saying that, this last time we went, we didn't go on it, but I had just it's been adorable. On it in July. So
it's adorable. You got to go on it once, right?
You have to. Yeah.
Gotcha. Rick.
I would say properly rated just because it's like a 50-50 split. You know, half the people hate it, half the people love it. I'm in the love it camp. I could ride it all day long. I listen to the music.
I don't know about it's all actually, that's like a crazy Rick.
Well, I did the Apple Music top music in 2020, and that was in my top 10.
Okay. Jeremy.
I'm going to go overrated, but it's because my wife likes Small World best at night for some reason. So by the time we ride Small World, I've put in a lot of miles on my legs and I get sore knees. And there is no position where I can put my feet in that ride where my knees are not essentially at a 90-degree angle and they just lock up. And I'm in pain literally the entire time on that ride, no matter how I sit. I spread my legs like I'm trying to give birth. I can't. And one time I was even like, hun, can I wait until that one comes around where the wheelchair people go in there and I'll just sit in the wheelchair section and please, I just don't want to be. And she'll be like, tough it up. What are you? You're like a 40-year-old man and you can't sit down for half, like 10 minutes, sir. And I'm just like, oh, baby, come on. I'm sore. And she's like, would it break your heart if I just stand off the side? And she'd be like, oh, so you want me and Everly to ride this by ourselves? And I'm like, no, of course not, hun. So I go, I sit on the ride and I'm in torturous agony for 10 minutes or however long it takes. And sometimes the boats stop and you're on there for an extra 5 minutes. And I'm just sitting there gritting my teeth while there's almost tears rolling down my eyes because my knees ache the whole time.
No one's ever been in physical distress before. I just want you to know that, Murray, from Small World. I just want you to know no one's ever had that happen. So
it's the most painful ride for me on Disney property.
Wow.
Try the front.
All right. Let's keep it going here.
How is it better at night?
Well, okay, I'm going to defend her. I'm going to defend her right now, and I'll tell you why. Because that wait in the middle of the day is, like, ridiculous. It's a two-hour wait. It's insanity. Mm-hmm. If you walk on an hour before closing, it's a walk-on. It's literally a walk-on at that point in the day, and you can't ever tell if it's night or day, but it's all commensurate with the wait.
Okay, I was thinking that she meant the aesthetic of it. I was like, but it's indoors. Yeah.
No, it is the wait, and honestly, it's also one of the ones we won't use a fast pass on. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We won't fast pass it. So
we'll do the fourth fast pass on it.
River Rapids, boys. Let's stay in the water. Jeremy.
So overrated. That ride is over before it started, and we've got like a local place. What was it called? The Great Escape. If you go to the Great Escape, you get a longer circle boat ride than Collie River Rapids.
Rick Forbes.
Overrated. The Whitewater Canyon at Kings Island is three times as long.
Jamie.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's overrated. I love the one at Kings Island as long as I have a change of clothes. This Collie River Rapids, I rode it for the second time just on this last trip. And I told my son, I was like, you're not going to get a drop on you probably. Last time I rode it, nothing. This time I got wet. He was fine, but nice. I got soaked. Had soaking shoes, but yeah, I'm not going to ride it again. I hate that ride.
All right.
When we rode in August, we didn't get wet because they didn't have any of the water features turned on.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, and that's what I thought was still going on, but no.
Mission Space Orange. All right, not the sissy green, the orange. Okay, and I'm gonna guess. So I'm gonna put my foot out here and guess here. Jeremy, have you been on orange before? Okay, and is it because
I had problems with what's the Star Wars one where you sit in that ride?
Star Tours.
Like I had problems with it before they revamped it like 3-4 years ago. Like I can ride it now, but I couldn't ride it before when it was slightly unsunk, like the movements and the thing were used to not sync up as well. And I couldn't ride it then. I can ride it now, but it gives, like, I can't do it.
Okay. Rick.
Underrated.
Underrated. Nice.
I don't do spinny rides because I get really sick, but this one doesn't bother me.
I'm the same way. I don't understand the hatred for it. I'm the same way. I get really seasick, and I never had an effect on this ride.
I've never ride the new green. I ride the old green the first time we did it, but ever since then, I've done orange.
You know what I think it is? I think wind would make all the difference. Like, not to take you outside of Disney, but I went to Universal a few years back, and I was riding the Harry Potter ride, and it made me a little nauseous going up and going back. And I was like, you know what it is? It's the fact that I'm supposed to be riding a broom and there's no constant breeze in my face. Like, I'm just getting jostled around and the images are changing, but there's no wind. Like, I need wind when I'm moving. You put me on a roller coaster, there's wind, you can do anything to me. No wind, sick Murray.
Jeremy, just so you know, too, it's a little tight in that cabin, just so you know. So it might not be as big guy friendly as other ones. So, JJP, what do you think, brother?
Overrated. I've never ridden either side, never will. Carlin saw it on our last trip, and he's like, what's that, Dad? Oh, that's Mission Space, and it makes you nauseous. You don't want to go on there.
You passed the entire park. You just walked by the entire park. And,
I said, some little kid died on that, like, shortly after it came out. And he's like, oh. So, like, I was able to pass it by using that excuse. But, yeah, no, I don't want to, like, lose my lunch. Like,
and parents in Tiny Toon Adventures, when they go to Happy World Land, they drive 45 days across country and go to the park and look at the gates and leave.
Hey, Rick, I can
just imagine. No, we wrote almost everything.
The conversation between JJP and Carlin. Hey, I hear little kids die in that ride all the time, so you may want to just skip that one. I can just hear that conversation.
You guys are making fun of him, but you guys are making fun of him, but I'm taking notes.
Oh, my God.
In Small World, those aren't dolls. Those are the bodies of all the kids that died on it.
All right, boys. Steven Tyler's hat on Rock and Roller Coaster. All right? So, overrated, underrated, properly rated. JJP.
What are we rating?
Rock and Roller Coaster. Check out Steven Tyler's hat. Yeah.
That's underrated. I love that ride. That's one of my favorite roller coasters. I can't do many coasters nowadays, but that one's smooth enough still after all these years. And with the music going, I love Aerosmith, so... Anytime I'm on it, I'm going upside down during Loving an Elevator. I'm like, yeah, you know? Nice. So, yeah, I gotta ride that. Yep.
Devil's Pitchforks up when you're riding.
You bet.
Absolutely. Rick, what do you think, brother?
Underrated. It's a great ride. My parents, my mom and stepdad, went to Disney with us a couple years ago, and they were separated from us, and they walked by and saw Aerosmith, and were like, "That's awesome. We'll ride that." And neither one of them do roller coasters. And they got on it. And their picture is priceless because they both look like they're about ready to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're not prepared for that or know what's going to go on, yeah, there's something going on there. Jeremy, what do you think?
I have super fond thoughts about that ride. First of all, if anybody listening has a problem with fast takeoff roller coasters, the trick is to hold your head back in the seat before launch. If you keep your head firmly against the back seat rest before launch, it takes care of almost all the disorientation from the fast takeoff. If the first thing to happen is your head slams back against the seat, the ride's all downhill from there. If you keep your head back against the seat, ride's like a dream. That was the first inverted roller coaster that my daughter went on. And when she got off there, you pretty much would have thought that she just won WrestleMania. She was like, yeah! Like, I was just, I loved how pumped she was coming off that ride. Like,
my daughter was a puddle of tears when she got off that ride.
Hey, boys, Six Flags St. Louis has a ride called Mr. Freeze. It's a launch coaster, and it launches you backwards. So your head's natural reaction is wham forward as soon as it launches you backwards. So yeah, it's a devilish creation. Space Mountain. I want to chime in here first with Space Mountain. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to take all the pressure off you guys. Space Mountain's overrated. And I'll tell you why. I never feel safe on it, right? I never feel like my head's not going to come off at some point. And it hurts. That ride physically hurts me as a human being. And I'm in pretty good shape. It physically hurts when I get off that ride. And I'm not that tall. I'm 6 feet tall. I can only imagine that if you're taller than me, you're always in this feeling of ducking down as you're riding there, because you never quite can tell where the spatial, you know, distance is. So I'm going to say overrated. Jeremy.
I'm going to say underrated for all the reasons you just said. So when I get in that ride, there's no safer way I can be where I feel like I'm going to die. Like, I am like, first of all, when I sit down in there and I pull that T-bar over my lap, it's like I'm giving birth to the entire ride. And then I'm like, the physics of it, because I'm so tall and because I'm so heavy, I'm super top heavy. So most people get to sit like right down in that seat. I'm literally basically pinned on by my thighs and my whole body is just swinging around. But I'm like, it's Disney. They can't kill me, right? So the whole time I'm on that ride, it's probably the scariest ride for me, because it's like I'm riding an alpine bobsled. Like, I'm sitting on, you know, the old GT racers that you'd take on a sliding hill. Like, it's, I love that ride, and I wanted to ride it as a kid, and my father and my sisters denied me the opportunity, so I saw Space Mountain, so it was my white whale.
I remember that.
Yes, and then I finally rode Space Mountain, and I'm like, I felt the whole time like I was going to die, and I feel like I've been injured. That was amazing.
That was an amazing experience. Jamie, Space Mountain.
I think we've been over this where, you know, I grew up going to Kings Island, and then my first coaster at Disney, my first ride at Disney World was Space Mountain, and I was like, what's this kiddie crap? You know, this is junk. This is baby stuff, you know. But as I got older and I'm riding it, it hurts my neck, it hurts my head, it hurts my hips, my back. But then we rode it in July, and I was like, this, oh, I know it sounds like I skipped everything, but we actually, I rode so much stuff just because of Carlin, and I let him ride this for the first time. And it looked like it had been recently re-cushioned. And I don't know if it's because of that or because I've lost 50 pounds since the last time I rode it, but it did not hurt me at all. I had no problems. But then we rode it again in October, and I was in the back seat. I couldn't see as much in front of me, and it disoriented me again. I don't like doing the dark rides where it turns all of a sudden, and it just completely messes with my head. And so I've had kind of a mixed bag, but I'm not in as much pain anymore, but still the motion sickness is an issue. But it's, I still say, way overrated.
Gotcha. Rick Forbes.
What's the middle option again? Is it perfectly rated?
Properly rated.
Properly.
Properly.
Rated. I would go with that.
Properly rated. It's a good ride. We're just going to leave it at that. Okay, it didn't leave much of a memory on you, though, I can see, because you like to talk, and that one didn't put a lot of words in your mouth. I'm just going to say.
Well, I thought we were pressed for time.
Gotcha.
I
mean, all right, pressed for time, Forbes. Stop talking so much. The Tomorrowland Speedway, boys, you know, nothing gets you more happy as a man than the smell of gasoline exhaust. So, Jamie, the Speedway.
I'll say properly rated. It needs to go, and I can ride the same ride about any amusement park I've ever been to, but I have a lot of good memories with Carlin on it. He loves it every time we go, so I'll say properly.
It's a trip down memory lane every time for that ride. Absolutely. And I'm going to chime in right here. I'm still going to buy me a 1982 or 1979 Chevrolet Stingray Corvette just because of the frame of that car. And my memories will always stick by that. And I'm going to have Goodyear raised white writing on the tires just because of that ride. So, Rick, what do you think, brother?
Underrated. I have so much fun riding that with my kids.
Nice. Jeremy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be, I guess, the curmudgeon of the group, and I'm going to say that is such an overrated thing. I can't believe it eats up that much real estate in Disney, and it's that bad. So I watched a video once on police techniques for how they take other cars out of commission and watch them. And then I've employed those techniques on non-rail go-kart tracks here in Vermont and in North. So I've actually used the pick maneuver that people use.
You try to pick other cars? People outside. What are you doing, Murray? What are you doing?
I use real life law enforcement tactics to derail and send other people careening out of darkness. Plus, I have so much mass when I'm driving. that my techniques work extra good, even though I'm a little slower. If I can get a piece of your car, you're going out of
Newton's law for so, Murray in the car.
Yes, the inertia. My inertia is powerful. So yeah, no, you don't want to. It's not there. You will go down. I am trained. I am dangerous. I am. And so like I'm fundamentally offended that so much real estate is taken up by such an inferior ride where none of my tricks would work.
Gotcha. The Autopia boys in Disneyland. I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't know if you know this. They all look like Hondas and Volkswagens. They don't look like Corvettes. And the track is significantly larger. Jeremy, it's like forever. That's like a 20-minute experience. It's literally like driving all across California.
Is it still railed?
Yes, the exact same thing.
Oh.
The exact same thing. Last one, boys. Here you go. It's the one that causes the most distress amongst people, but it's also the best reprieve. The Tiki Room. Rick.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I would say the Disney community as a whole probably rates it properly. You know, the super fans, you know, it's Walt Disney's show. His name is on it. But the masses, I think, skip by it. It's a fun show. I wish it was longer, though.
Jamie.
I'll say properly. It's something I don't have a problem skipping. But I like the little tikis when they start singing and stuff. But our last trip, my choice was ride Pirates that had a long line all day long or the Tiki Room. And since we skipped Tiki Room in July, I said, okay, let's go to the Tiki Room. And I'm still filled with regret that I didn't get to go on Pirates. Wow. I'm not a fan of Tiki Room.
Okay.
But I'll say properly.
Jeremy.
I'm going to say it's underrated because it's another one of those things where it's not on my wife's list for things to us to do. So I never even knew it existed until I heard about it fairly recently.
Krista, so, not letting Murray do anything in the park.
Well, we have a great time, but if it's not on my wife's list of things to do, it's not like I'm missing out. I don't even know it exists.
Okay.
She just doesn't.
And
just doesn't even
management was better.
Say again.
Oh, with Iago.
Under new management was better, yes, because I love Gilbert Gottfried. So, yeah, I missed that one.
I met him in an airport once.
Really?
What? Yeah, and he talked normal.
You met him in an airport and McFoley at Walmart. I want to live in Vermont.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. It's underrated. I'm going to chime in here, and here's why. Because all day long, you're inundated with things that are just delivered to you. The Pirates, you don't need to do anything but look. Right? But on this one, like, you play a role in that. And, like, you have to almost use your imagination. And it's kind of like you have to, like pay attention and look around in this. So it's more interactive. I know it just inundates you with, like, sights and sounds and stuff like that. But I think it's underrated. And I love it. I love seeing it. It almost feels like that is, like, the definitive Walt Disney World. Because it's... There's nothing like that in the parks. There's nothing like that in Kings Island or Cedar Point, is there? I mean, like the seizure-inducing Tiki Room, you know, there's nothing even close to that. So, boys, I'm going to run through here quickly. Let's make these one words. The Skyliner. Underrated, overrated, properly rated. Jamie.
Overrated.
Rick.
Underrated.
Jeremy.
Underrated.
The Magic Bands, I realized I was going to say Magic Bands in relation to like Max Pass or something like that, but we'll say Magic Bands in general. Jamie.
Properly rated.
Rick.
Underrated.
Jeremy.
Underrated.
Do you like this system or do you like Paper Fast Pass better? Jamie.
Paper.
Rick.
Magic Bands.
Jeremy.
Magic Bands.
The planners. The
no, we're the ones that don't want to run.
Yes.
Other people get hurt when I run. If you want to know the truth.
So you're sabotaging people in the cars and you're knocking people over. The Orlando International Airport, boys. All right. Something that everyone considers their home airport, whether they live in Hurricane, West Virginia, or St. Albans, or anywhere, that's their airport. The MCO, Jeremy.
It's overrated. I love that. What is it? Detroit, where you got the tube that goes underneath.
Okay.
Where it's like all where you're under the water and it's like, ooh, it's like there's whales around you or something. I love that.
Rick.
Properly rated.
Jamie.
It starts to trip off and you get on that monorail and you were there.
Gotcha. Jamie.
Overrated. I went there, you know, for the first time, and Indianapolis Airport, far superior.
Okay. I hate to give any kind of hate to Orlando because everyone in all the shops are so nice and whatnot. I flew in for the first time to Tampa, and I got to tell you, Orlando's got nothing on Tampa. Tampa knows what they're doing there too as well. So I was going to say, no way, it's underrated. It's a lovely experience. It's properly rated. It's okay. Disney Springs, our last question, boys. Disney Springs, all right? Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Jeremy Murray.
Overrated.
Oh, my.
Rip. I know, and that's such a minority opinion. My. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when I'm on vacation, I've already paid for everything. I've got park hoppers, I've got meal plans, I've got DVC. Like, I just want to go do things for free that I love. As soon as I get brought to Disney Springs, I'm spending extra money when I could be not spending extra money.
That's a great point. Rickster, what do you think?
I think now it's properly rated. Now that everything's done with the garages and it's all set up.
Jamie.
It's awesome.
Overrated. I go to about 10% of the stores and I can get most of it anywhere else. So
wow, there's harsh. Nothing to really. You guys are harsh. Mean on the old springs there. Wow.
Okay. I haven't gone to the Void yet. I want to try the Void.
You better do it soon.
I think it's closed.
Yeah, you better do it really soon. They're closing.
Why? What's... Wait, the Void is getting closed for real?
It's either closed or they're closing it very soon.
It is closed at Disney Springs.
There you go.
So I can't ride it anymore. It's like Ellen's Energy Adventure. I've heard about this thing for years, and I'm not ever going to use it.
I think
yes, you will not ever go on the Universe of Energy ever again. But in YouTube, you can.
I never have, and I only heard about this. And I'm like, I want to go on that Universe of Energy. Krista's like, oh, it wasn't all that great. That's why you never knew about it. And I'm like, what? Void really gone? There's no more Void?
Jeremy, before we go, we've already run long here. I have one question for you, buddy. All right, this is a non-Disney question, okay?
Sure.
I heard through the grapevine, I did, that in a previous life, you may have had experience or at least thought about becoming a professional wrestler. Is this a story we can comfortably talk on the air right now?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I said if we ever discuss that, it has to be in the top super secret group. So... All right. So, okay.
We have to clean the story.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just like, okay. So sometimes I forget this even happened, but occasionally there's trigger words that bring it all back.
Okay.
So I was in a store one day buying some nerd stuff. And someone's like, hey, there's wrestling in town. We ought to go up to this wrestling thing. And I was like, okay. And, I'm like, I'll go to this wrestling thing. Sounds like fun. And so I went with this big group of people. And like, I'm over 21 at the time. And as we're getting ready to go in, we're early. And someone pulls me over. And he's like, why don't you come over here? And he pops his hatchback. And he's got a box of alcohol that's like just different liquor. And I'm like, okay, well, that seems like a good plan. Like, you know, so I, you know, take some shots of liquor.
Hang on. This is some random guy in Vermont and pops their hatchback with random liquor in the back.
And this was, you got to understand.
That's how like they 25, do.
25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a long time
just
ago.
Some random. Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, that seems much better than if they sell a beer inside. That would cost money. And since I like cheap things and here's free liquor right here. So I drank free liquor. So I go in and I sit in this auditorium with a whole bunch of people, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I got a good glow on and I'm like, this is amazing. And so there's this guy who comes in and he's dressed like his shtick is that he's dressed in a lady's dress, a stretchy dress, and there's like wrestling or whatever, and the other guy beats him up and pulls his dress off and throws it out into the audience. Well, I've got gorilla arms, so I reach out and I snatch this thing out of the sky, and now I've got the purple dress. Well, okay, so I'm holding on to the purple dress and the wrestling match gets over and some guy comes over and he's like, oh, I'm going to need the purple dress. And I'm like, no, you throw something into the fans, man. The fans own it.
Oh, Lord. And I'm like, I got a liquored up Murray with a purple dress he's keeping right now. Okay.
So the guy's like, well, what do you even want a purple dress for? And I'm like, maybe I'll wear it. So I put the purple dress on so the other person can't take ownership of the purple dress. Because now it's going to be like, okay, so now I got the purple dress on. What you going to do, buddy? You know? And so anyway, the show continues, and the show, you could tell it's like winding over. And the guy with the liquor in his trunk, he's like, hey, so I've heard there's going to be a battle royale. And a battle royale, all the people are going to run down to the wrestling ring, and they're all going to wrestle. He's like, what we should do is we should all rush the wrestling ring at the same time as a battle royale. Nobody will even know that we're like the extra people. And I'm like, this sounds like a sound plan. I agree. I agree. I agree that this will probably work out. So I'm like, that sounds reasonable. So I've got the purple dress on, and the battle royale starts, and the random guy with the alcohol in his trunk is like, okay, let's go now. So I just follow this. Apparently the plan has been spread to a lot of people, because there's like 30 of us that like run up to this ring at the same time all the other wrestlers are running out. So I see, I've never touched a real wrestling ring before or real wrestling ropes before. I've always seen people grab the top rope, lean backwards, and then fling themselves over the top rope. I'm fairly dexterous, and I'm like, even though I'm a big guy, I'm somewhat powerful. So I'm like, I will perform the over the top maneuver.
Like you've been trained.
I've had no training. Okay. So it turns out that the top rope is much springier than you would expect. Like it sags more. So while I should have leapt more and kind of used it as like general support, I put entirely too much pressure onto the rope. The rope sags. My arms are not prepared for this. So my legs kind of hit the top rope and I fall straight over on top of my head into the ring. This disorients me terribly. So I've just had
gasoline that you drunk before, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean extra disoriented, because I really wasn't that buzzed. Okay. Like I was just, you know, like whatever. Like enough for this. I would call it a social lubricant. Okay. So now I've been disoriented and I'm trying to shake it off. And I took a big hit to the head. So the next thing I've seen people do traditionally to get their head of steam back is they run against the ropes and they bounce off them, and then they run against the other side and they bounce off them. So I start the ritual of the rope bouncing. I lean back, I run, I bounce off it. I'm starting to feel good. Like, you know, it's been 10 seconds. My bell is unrung and I'm a sturdy farm kid. So I'm bouncing backwards and off of the rope. And I discover that all the people who came rushed down have been dragged out of the ring, and that there's being like escorted towards the back entrance. Like at some point the people discovered that there were extra not supposed to be here people, and they are being rapidly escorted towards the exit. And it's like madness is pursuing, but I'm still just running around the ring being like, Murray, you know, like this
angry purple Murray.
And what I can't realize, like, I'm like, no one's escorting me out. And then I realize I'm still wearing the purple dress. The purple dress has given me camouflage, because like I'm in the purple dress, which was part of the show earlier.
Gotcha.
So I bounce up and I look, and a man looks at me and I look at him, and then he gives me like this stern look and he points over towards the exit. I give a nod of contrition and I scurry out of the wrestling ring and I start walking towards the other end of the arena, and just in time to see the guy who had the alcohol in his trunk, he's sideways, he's got three people who have picked him up, and he's holding on to the door casing yelling. He's like, let me go. And so I just ran forward and hit the pile of the three guys holding this guy, and the whole pile of people goes out of the door. And he scurries off into the darkness. And then there's three men in pursuit of me very briefly, because I'm still wearing the purple dress. And I go into the darkness. And I never really see pretty much any of those people again. Okay. So that's my wrestling career.
Do you have the purple dress still, Jeremy?
Oh, no. 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 Oh. Yeah.
What a story.
That's my life right there.
You deserve at least a championship run. Do you not agree, Jamie, that he deserves some kind of recognition for this, correct?
Well, that was fantastic. You just made my day.
Oh, my
God. Well, in retrospect, like, a lot of things could have gone wrong. One, you should, like, they are trained professionals. You should not try to jump over a rope. You should not randomly rush into people who, like, work out every day and do that. Another thing, they were, like, that was their livelihood. I paid to get into that show, so they were putting on a play. You wouldn't run up front in a Broadway play and like try to jump into their mix. Like, lots of things were wrong there. Like, in retrospect, I am a better citizen now. But at the time, everything just made sense as the natural progression of things.
Jeremy, I'm going to tell you something. It's because you're a big old country farm boy that saved you from a beating of your life from the rest of those wrestlers coming down from the locker room and figuring out that you didn't belong. And then having something very, very bad happen to you in that ring. Because that's what happens nowadays when people rush the rings in wrestling events.
Oh, really? Do they give them
all the wrestlers right turn on them? And remember, these guys are they're trained.
They're athletes.
They're trained nuclear bombs. That's who they are.
Oh, yeah. They're athletes.
And they go from city to city. And whether or not people think it's fake or real, they're some of the toughest people on the planet because they've lived that life.
Absolutely.
And when they see people rush the ring, it is their one chance to break character and just haul off. So if you look,
they were not treating that last man who was getting brought out by three people did not look like he was having the best moment of his life.
He would not be happy.
And he was not. But so, I was just like, I can break this up on the way through, and I did.
Nice.
I mean it.
Like a bowling ball. Yeah. Like a bowling ball.
Yeah. No one's prepared. No one's prepared to be hit by someone coming like 16 miles an hour when they weigh over 300 pounds. Like, it's not. Not a thing people prepare for.
I love.
Like, oh, I'm gonna you know.
I love the story. You could tell people that this is just about the best group to talk to. So, anyways,
yeah. So, are you going to peel
everything
that?
Everything that you did.
All that, you're going to peel that off and put it in the Patreon, right?
No, it is for public domain. Yes,
Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Anyway, these are my buddies, and I am proud to call them like brothers. I got Jamie Price, Rick Forbes, and Jeremy Murray. And we went long today, but you know what? Honestly, we would have this conversation probably whether we were being recorded or not. So I appreciate you boys spending time with me today and sharing. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Despite not being Rick's first choice to go to the Star Wars hotel, I enjoyed this also.
Gotcha. If anyone has any questions or criticisms or judgment, we have a Facebook group that is just a bunch of knuckleheads, and that's all it is. It's called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. Ask the questions. There's like two questions to prove you're not a robot or anything along those lines, and we will let you in. And it's a madhouse, but it is the kindest, nicest, most friendly, most off-the-wall group you'll ever be in. And we like to say we're a Disney group. We're not. We're just a bunch of knuckleheads that have fun. So EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today. Everyone, have a great day.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.